This is the Pew Talk America Radio Network.
Well, we're planning mischief for our upcoming Pride event. Kat Carlson and I are trying to figure out how we can do an advice booth from old people without paying for it. I think our master plan will come together.
I think so too.
Are you bartending there this year, or do you know anything about it yet?
No, I'm not. I'm not working it this year at all.
Wow. Wonder what the hell they're
doing. She had so much fun last year. Yeah. She said, "Please don't invite me again."
Wonder how this is all going
to
shake
up. I don't ever want to have this much fun again.
I politely said somebody else needs to do this fucking shit because this isn't working for me.
Well, I'm very curious to see how that all shakes out for them. Yeah.
I don't know if they know yet because they invited me to the manager's meeting.
Oh, wow. Surprise.
I don't know if they listened to me.
Let them know
year.
That you sent them a message. I have a surprise for you at the upcoming meeting. Surprise, I'm not there. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the time to hear some Al Perkins talking a little bit more than normal.
Not that much more.
Same.
Well, since the Oscars, I guess now they've just given up and said there's no host this year, and they've done it before. Famously, the year that it all went wrong, and they had Rob Lowe singing with Snow White doing Proud Mary, which still remains one of those times.
Quite
being
a choice.
Like,
that's a choice.
Somebody in the story is high. Is it me or is it Rob Lowe?
Rob Lowe. Hmm.
But Alan Carr, famous for Grease and being fat person in a caftan around Hollywood, produced that year. And that was the last year they let him near the reins, where they did like all kinds of bizarre stuff without a host. And then Billy Crystal came in like seconds later and saved the show, like a year later.
Oh.
But that last one where they just wandered around the stage and all these people that were like supposedly going to be like the stars of tomorrow did this whole fucked up thing. And then for some reason they did like all these former Oscar winners from the geriatric home in Hollywood, and they sat on the stage and they did some kind of cafe theme. It was bizarre. It was really like an acid trip.
Okay.
So hopefully they won't do that. But you can get away with
the host parade really of the doesn't do and that much.
Okay. It's down to like an opening monologue, which we can lose, and that way people don't have to win their awards off camera. If there's not an opening monologue, then you don't
minutes.
Have to worry about the person that gets their Oscar for like short film animated. That's their time in the sun.
Sure.
I want to see him win his Oscar. You know what I mean? This
Who?
Guy's
you and three other people.
Right. Whoever it is. Like this is their it's like the parade of the nations in the beginning of the Olympics. This is as close as they're gonna get.
Right.
Let them win their Oscar.
Nobody knew who Tonga was until 2 years ago. Right.
Yeah. Let them win their Oscar because you don't know.
See?
It might be Pixar. You know what I mean? You could be watching the start of Pixar's career, which is one of the short film animateds that mm-hmm. won was whatever John Lasseter, whatever his name is,
sure.
did the jumping desk lamp.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oscar oh. winner. Like, that's sure. like, they become people. You just have to wait it out.
They become people.
Mm. Yeah.
Where's Neil Patrick Harris when you need him? Where's,
I know. Where, but he did not get along with whoever his producers were. I guess they didn't get along because they didn't want all that bullshit close-up magic. And the whole payoff of him knowing what was in the box, it ended up being kind of a clever trick, and how did he do it? But the producers were like, no one wants to stick around for a 3.5-hour magic show. If you're going to watch the Oscars, you're probably down for a 3.5-hour magic trick. Like, if you signed up to watch the Oscars, you signed up for all that comes with it. Like, we're not new to it. We're not surprised by it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to drag on forever. You don't have to give Girl Scout cookies or donuts or hamburgers to the audience. Like,
pizza.
You're just taking up someone's space, and it might be clever. But, like, you know, Uma, Oprah, Oprah,
funny.
Uma, did we learn anything off that? No. So did
no.
David Letterman do any good? No. So
no.
host list, we're fine.
Agreed.
Not going to happen. But so if you're filling out your ballots, the Directors Guild of America did their awards, and Alfonso Cuarón, who we've been talking about for years.
You've been
one of my favorite.
About.
Yes. I say we in the royal we, like we
gotcha,
the people.
Gotcha.
Won his second DGA for Roma, which is available
I knew
on
it was
Netflix.
Roma. I'm getting good at this game.
Because I've been pushing it for like 6 weeks. So, but one of my favorite directors of all time, in the movie that he edited himself and did the cinematography for himself, and I think he sold it to Netflix himself and might star in it. I don't know. He seems to be in every part of this movie.
It's very busy.
But my favorite part of this.
It's about himself.
It is. It's about growing up in outside of Mexico City.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But he's not real. But there's no boy. Well, there is a boy in it, but I think they drown him. Spoiler alert.
That's a touching story.
But the best part is there is, because the people at Gold Derby, the people that I love and hate all at the
mm-hmm.
same time,
all the same
and I spend
time.
All my waking time, because they will not let up that A Star Is Born is the greatest movie ever made and will win 14 Oscars and is like the greatest thing that's ever happened. So they've been saying it's very, very, very low probability that Bradley Cooper was going to win the Best Director Oscar. Even before Roma came out, they were saying it's a stretch, although they do like giving actors Oscars for directing movies. See Kevin Costner in Dances with Wolves.
Tatanka,
right, exactly. Exactly. I think that means chicken wing. I can't remember. I didn't see the whole movie.
It means buffalo.
But they were swearing up and down that Bradley Cooper would win Best First-Time Director. Guess who didn't win?
Bradley Cooper!
Bradley Cooper, because 8th Grade, and I'm trying to find this guy's name, but 8th Grade, that movie that we talked about a couple months ago, Bo Burnham, and one of the greatest performances I've ever seen in a really good movie. It's called 8th Grade. It's about the girl, very awkward girl, making all the self-help videos for herself, touching, moving, tight close-up on her for almost the entire movie. The guy that plays her father is one of the most heartbreaking roles where he just can't get into the mindset of his daughter and can't figure out, like, if there's something wrong, what he should do to fix it. Like, he's just this observer of this 8th grade girl,
right,
who's telling this really like not heartbreaking, she's just a typical eighth grader trying to figure out who
nobody
she is.
Nobody likes middle school.
Yeah, and like, except for fucking Marnie, which is why you know she's a witch.
This is why I tell my kid, when you grow up, if you ever meet anybody that loved middle school, you walk away.
Yeah,
just walk away,
because they're mentally unstable. Yeah. And probably a shooter.
He's not wrong. Facts are facts.
Show
people.
Me the lie.
Facts are facts.
But if you get a chance to see that movie, it's out in all the services now. Just absolutely amazing. Ben Stiller won for Escape at Dannemora, which I disagree with. And Adam McKay, who did Vice, also did an episode of Succession on HBO. So he didn't win for feature, but he did win for TV drama, which I thought was really kind of clever that they got to give him an award. And then the other surprise was that The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel didn't win.
Interesting.
But Bill Hader actually won for the pilot of Barry.
Okay.
And again, if you have not watched Barry on HBO, spend the money, watch it. That is just a silly, goofy, funny half hour of TV with 8 episodes with Henry Winkler, who's never been better. He has never done anything that funny in his life as being the failed actor who now works as an acting coach while auditioning for commercials and accidentally training a hitman to be an actor. Because Barry is actually a hitman trying to kill somebody in the acting class, but he has to take the acting class.
To kill him,
and it's just fucking bonkers. CBS renews Mom for 2 more years.
Yes.
So that's good, because that's a really funny show, and it's his form. It's a what's his butt that produces it? Chuck Lorre.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
his apology for 2 and a Half Men. Like, he thought that they were so irresponsible on 2 and a Half Men, and he made Charlie Sheen such a horrible character that he wrote Mom as to be like, this is where he should be. He should be in recovery. This guy's a fucking addict. And but all of a sudden now, Charlie Sheen, and I don't know if anybody asked him or if he's just speaking out of his ass, it says he's ready to do a reunion show of 2 and a Half Men. First, it's been off the air for like 1 season, and second, you got fired, bitch.
Yeah, I don't think you get to make the call of what. Right.
I think we're like 10 years away from him being asked.
Did somebody ask you?
And was anybody missing a show about two middle-aged men and one uncomfortable Christian making masturbation jokes for 30 minutes? Like, because kid grew up to be...
I have been really, you know, looking for that on Netflix.
Angus, like, whatever his name is, turned out to be the, what's the Jesus one that talks about bananas disproving evolution? That fucktard. Kirk Cameron.
Bananas disprove evolution. Fucking.
Oh my God. Google Kirk Cameron and the banana theory. It's just it's okay. Serious.
I feel like
this just in.
I know.
This
I'm just going to say the first couple pictures might be R rated. All right.
If I find anything, we're doing this in place of 2 things.
Yeah.
Carry on with your segment. I'm going to learn all about the banana theory.
And Jenny, Mrs. Maisel is on Amazon.
Prime.
And when you get to the vacation in the Catskills,
if you need my password, message me.
Yeah, me
you
too.
You
just call me.
It. Oh my God,
so good.
It's the whole season in the Catskills. I want to be Jewish in the 50s. I'm sorry, I just do.
I just do. Me too. I'll join you there.
I want to go to the Catskills for 2 months.
I love when her friend has the baby and she pulls the drawer out with the baby. It just
yeah. Awesome. Oh my god! From the nursery to look at the baby and then shoves it back so that the nurses can get at it.
Yep.
I want to be Jewish in the '50s. Well, I want to be affluent and Jewish in the '50s
with a classic six on the Upper East Side. You know what I mean? So Disney promises Marvel will keep making R-rated Deadpool movies. So once Disney took over the Marvel universe, they got Deadpool. And then there was the question of, would they keep making these R-rated movies? And Disney says yes. So for those that watch those, I've enjoyed both Deadpool so far. It's just funny and dirty funny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time. So Disney, they don't shy away from R-rated movies.
Speaking of that,
if
you're in 8th grade, you can't see that movie 8th grade because of the rating.
Is that irony?
Yeah. That is exactly
that is
irony
right there.
And the other thing is the movie, the other one that you know that the rating system is fucked up is Billy Elliot, because it's set in a part of England where they say twat all the time as a term of endearment.
Mm-hmm.
You can't see Billy Elliot got an R rating over the word twat. Sure. Not and then a movie that was PG-13 had like people that same year had people like Gladiator was rated PG-13 I think with actual like sword fights and decapitations.
And,
but because the one kid calls the other one a twat all the time, the older brother calls the younger brother a twat. I'm like, that's where the rating system just gets fucked up. There's nothing in eighth grade to make it except for some of the language. But it's like kids have heard fuck before. They're all on the Facebook with me. You know what I mean?
Wow,
my kids live in my house. They've heard all the words.
All the words.
Yeah, because at the beginning of Deadpool, when they keep saying this is a family movie, like they knew something was coming and they're trying to play on that, you know, Disney owns us and this is it. There isn't going to be any more. So we're just going to like pander to them. So maybe it worked.
And good times. And then on the other thing on Netflix, this is this Miles movie from 2016. I watched a lot of gay movies from 2016 recently. But Miles is the story of a kid from Middle America, desperate to move to Chicago. Joins the girls' volleyball team to get a scholarship, and because they don't have a boys' volleyball team, and it's the only sport he's good at, and it's got Molly Shannon, Stephen Root from Office Space, and every other thing, but Office Space is what most people know him from. Missy Pyle is in it. Why is his name not on here? Paul Reiser's in it. Really good movie about, and I guess he's not gay in the movie. I guess I just assumed he was gay because of the plot. But it's just that he needs to get out of, he is gay. He is gay. And he needs to get out of the town. And it was so interesting to watch this movie to get a parent's perspective. Because it's nicely told from, like, all the different perspectives of the kid feeling trapped in a small town and what's wrong with him. And then the mom and, like, the fights that they have. And we just watched Sex Education about the same thing. About stay out of my life. Like, just do not get involved with my life. And after this kid keeps fighting about getting away from the town and getting away from everybody, and finally the mom has to say, like, what is so bad about, like, why do you hate it here so much? It was just an interesting conversation as people that have all moved away from their families at some point, like, to get out of a town or, you know, to get somewhere new. Like, it was just really interesting and really sad when Molly Shannon said to him, like, why do you hate me so much? Like, I'm here. Like, why isn't that enough? And it was just... It's a way better movie than than me or the plot makes it sound. It was really well handled. So it's called Miles and it's on Netflix.
Were you high?
No. Probably. Just kidding. Yes, but no. It's just all these little movies. Like every once in a while you find these little gems like that Alex Strangelove that are just really charming and like they seem like realistic movies. Yeah. Like they seem Netflix. Like a realistic portrayal of like the desperation to get out of a small town. And all he wants to do is get to Chicago. It's not that far.
Netflix keeps turning out gems just left and right. Like, they keep just earning their money.
They really do. I mean, you know, Scare the Shit Out of Me, or I watch so many gay coming of age stories. I think I've come out like 75 times this year.
Have they been shoving Russian Doll down your throat yet?
Oh, yeah.
So that looks like a fucked up Groundhog's Day, and I feel like I'm here for it.
Yeah.
And what is her name?
What's her name?
She's played every lesbian in everything ever from you think I'm a cheerleader. It's on up to.
Oh, is it Clea DuVall?
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
Orange is the New Black. What's her name?
Hang on.
She's from American Pie.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but that's not
standby.
What is her name? But have you guys seen Big Mouth?
The Google machine is going. I have not seen Big Mouth.
Big Mouth is, it's a cartoon, but oh my gosh. It's got Maya Rudolph and Andrew Rannells.
I love Maya Rudolph.
And it's these kids growing up, and they have like these puberty monsters that like talk to them like in their subconscious.
Oh, and that's funny. Yeah.
It is.
It's Natasha Lyonne.
Natasha Lyonne.
Yes.
John Mulaney, that comedian that I like that was on SNL,
yes.
He's one of the voices.
Yes. And the other guy, Nick Kroll.
Nick Kroll, yeah.
Yeah, he created it, wrote it. So funny. I mean, it's just, highly recommend it.
I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely need TV watching because the garage is getting kind of quiet without TV, so I'm putting one out there.
Oh, there you go.
It's happening.
There you go.
I had like 600 shirts in my garage this week.
I just wish that Miles movie had a better title. I'm really disappointed that
it's really just called Miles.
Yeah. Let me see what's on the list in here. We watched that Sex Education on the Netflix. Gillian Anderson, again, can do no wrong. Really funny, light, really a nice tone. I was expecting it to be a little darker. I thought it was going to be like fucked up kids with problems go to Gillian Anderson as the sex therapist to get help, and it turns out
it's
funny. Her fucked up son giving out sex advice, making people pay
tell that he's parroting shit that his mother has said.
Oh yeah,
like you can tell that he's just reaching back there in the archives and shit that his mother has said that he's not listened to when getting like the sex talk from his mother. He's just reaching in there going, well, this is perfectly normal,
because he doesn't listen to what she says to him. He just overhears her counseling sessions with others. And she's funny. The whole show is just a delight. We watched that in like one full day because I was tired.
It happens.
So that's really good. And all interracial couples like that.
Speaking of bananas.
Oh, are you ready?
No. From Sex Education.
Oh my
God!
Yeah. Yes.
We'll get there.
The whole
blow job
with the bananas.
Yeah. Good.
And I guess if you're brave enough, the last thing, I'm going to try to listen to it and not murder everyone that I've ever met in my life.
Oh my gosh.
There is a podcast about the Michigan State, the girls gymnastics team, investigating it, interviewing it. The people that turned me on to Dirty John and Dr. Death have recommended this as the next thing we all have to look. They've made it through and are not suffering any emotional damage, but.
All right. What's it called? Do we know?
Let me find out. Let me Google it.
I'm still a little disturbed by Dr. Death. I don't know if I can dive into that rabbit hole again.
Yeah.
I still may never go to another doctor ever again.
Dr. Death made me worry about a lot. And there's that commercial now for some kind of pain clinic where the lady goes, it's like an answer to prayer. Uh-huh.
I just want to shoot her every
time
she says it.
No, but that's exactly what the lady... I want to know if they just bought the Dr. Death ad from Houston or wherever he was, and it's her, because she's got the Southern accent and she says exactly what the lady said in the Dr. Death commercial about him being an answer to prayer. And the first time I saw it, I was like, oh no, we know where this leads.
I see that commercial a lot because I watch MSNBC a lot.
But he made me erase all my podcasts and texts. So the text about the podcast that I'm just listening to next was buried.
Why did you erase all your things?
He had no space left in his hard drive.
Get more hard drive.
Another show that I recommend, I had surgery back in October on my shoulder, and so I watched a lot of shows, but a lot of them I don't remember because I was heavily medicated.
Like you do.
But Catastrophe on Amazon is really good, and it's about this American guy. He's a businessman. He's traveling. He goes to England, meets this woman in a bar, and they shag. And
she's British, and she gets knocked up.
Yeah,
and
she gets knocked. Yeah,
that's really good.
Really, really good.
Yeah,
yes.
Very funny.
And then she writes Divorce with Sarah Jessica Parker on
HBO.
So kind of, she's
Catastrophe's way better.
Yeah, Catastrophe is way better. Divorce is pretty good
because
it's got the guy from Easy A. The principal with the
deep
voice from Easy A, and he was on Wings way back.
Yes, Thomas Hayden Church.
Yes.
I'm saying all the right things.
He's kind of the bright spot in Divorce, but Catastrophe is really good, and I guess it's coming back for more seasons. So,
and Believed is the podcast, so I'm going to subscribe now and try to be brave. And it's called Believed, so and we know that the guy's in prison, so we know it ends well. It's just the bumpy road up to it.
All right, I'm going right now. I'm subscribing.
Me too. I'm
going
to subscribe to it right now. Believed is what it's called. And I and all the people that have listened to all the other stuff.
From NPR?
From NPR.
Right. What is the Umbrella Academy?
From NPR.
The Umbrella Academy.
Email will be email. We'll be working by Friday for Super... The Umbrella Academy starts next week. Oh, I don't know.
If only there was a way we could look that up.
I know, right?
Side note, not connected to any of this stuff. A friend of mine on Facebook said that he just did this post. He says, FYI, friends, stupid posts and comments from here on out on Facebook will be answered with this picture. And then he posted this picture. I'm so curious to find out what this moment was and what it, I'm, the analysis. I'm really curious to hear about this whole shit show. But
like that almost looks fake. It's so funny.
I want that on a shirt. Just her.
Well, I think I saw something that like none of the women applauded through the whole entire speech.
No, like I haven't read anything yet on this.
Nothing. Yeah, they all. Good. I just saw a little alert come up.
On yeah, wear white.
Stay together, iPad. Girls. Yeah, the wear white isn't the new. They've done that.
Yeah, that's
we've done that for a couple years now.
All right, I'm going to send you a picture because since we're talking about wings, before we go to the next thing, I'm going to send you a picture of me on one of the planes from Wings.
What? Where?
That's exciting. And speaking terrifying. Of out of context.
Yeah. Well, no, they're talking about because we talk about Wings and they're saying Wings, the TV show. And when I flew that airlines and I'm like, oh my God, this is the shit that Wings was based off of.
And my other favorite TV show that everyone needs to watch so it doesn't get canceled is iZombie. iZombie is awesome.
Okay.
So if you like a little...
Where do we find it?
I think it's on the CW or one of those. But it's really good. It's about this girl who becomes a zombie.
I mean, okay.
And so she solves crimes. She works at the city mortuary.
Mm-hmm.
So if she eats brains of the deceased, she has visions of how they were murdered.
Interesting.
Yes. Oh, I like it.
It's really good.
What?
There's no way I can ever get into that.
But it's really good. It's actually funny. It's funny and it's cute.
Does
it have like a Buffy the Vampire Slayer kind of feel to
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But where do they go from there? Like that. Every fucking story, she's gonna eat somebody's brains.
What's
and
like? What's a show that we liked?
True Blood.
No, where they Santa Clarita Diet.
What is it?
Pushing Up Daisies.
Oh yeah. But where they had Santa Clarita. Very Santa Clarita.
Oh,
Diet.
I cannot wait for the next season two. Of Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah. So if you can watch Santa Clarita Diet, you can watch iZombie.
Hello, Kevin from Michigan. So yeah. Cape Air is the little airline that flies from like Boston to P-Town. I sent it to where I'm supposed to send it, to Clayton McKee on the Messenger.
Okay, I'm waiting for it to come up.
Okay. It may be big file.
Maybe I have to hit the send. Maybe it comes in two parts. So you fly this, and they're like the ones where they weigh you, and they weigh your purse, and they weigh your bag, and you have to sit like in your assigned weight seat, and you can maybe have your luggage, or your luggage has to keep the plane up.
Which is how Aaliyah died.
Right. Because they did not follow the rules, and she kept her purse on her. It was too big.
See,
so,
no good comes from purses.
No.
The end. No, the end. Yeah, the end. But it's just so funny that like when I got there, and I was like in the Boston airport, and I'm like, oh, is because they were in Nantucket. That's right. Where they were based. Right. And when you landed at P-Town and they like opened the door and they're like, welcome to Carnival. And then you stand there in front of a silver, it was like 6 feet long, which is supposed to be like the luggage return. And they just throw your luggage on this silver thing. Like there's no belt. The guy walks around the plane and you have to stand behind the silver thing and they throw it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can just hand it to me.
No, they can't.
So here's one of the pictures.
So yeah, that was my seat. Whoa. Just three seats behind the pilot.
And for some reason, you sent me two pictures of kind of the same shot.
Oh yeah, and then there should be the one of the over the wing.
Yeah.
And that's how low. That's you'd only fly that high.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's the Cape.
Fancy.
Oh, it was hysterical. I was calling it the the Rose Kennedy Memorial Airlines.
Poor Rose.
And they were like, you can either sit in the next to the pilot, or you can sit in the emergency row. And I'm like, you mean the row with the door? And they're like, yeah. So there was only one row behind me, and I looked at those guys, and I'm like, I'm just gonna tell you, if this goes down, I'm saving my bag. You're gone. You're not on my list of people or things to save. And they were like, okay, yeah, seems right. And then we shared a taxi to the house. Then we became friends.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, once I told him, this, your flight attendant's not saving you, not part of the job. I didn't sign up for the union.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's entertainment. That's all I got for entertainment.
This breaking news, and none of you will probably care. You might, but I doubt it. The DJ that actually introduced the world to Elvis Presley died today.
Aww.
Just like I just got a post 5 minutes ago from my friends in Nashville. Nashville. Wow. George Klein.
And how old might he have been?
I don't know that. I'll have to look that up right quick. But George Klein.
If only
Klein,
there was a way.
Wow. I'm just surprised.
The traditional spelling?
He had a job in the 50s. Probably no more than like, well, he's probably about 90.
83 years old.
Is that your guess?
No, I'm looking at it.
Yeah, I was say, he probably 83 years old. DJs are usually young.
October 8th, 1935.
And he still did a weekly show on the Elvis Sirius XM network from Graceland. Wow.
Yeah.
Good for him. Well, long life. Good for him. Wow, that's crazy.
Happens. It can happen anytime, Clayton.
No, Kevin wants you to marry him and move him to Phoenix.
Hey. I think he greatly overestimates the revenue of this podcast.
Yeah. And my desire to be married.
It could be an arranged marriage.
Wait, Kevin, do I know you? I'm terrible with this whole game of do I know you? Do I not know you?
Well, this courtship's going well.
Well,
I'm going to guess.
Send me some information. I need a link.
I'm just going to guess he's a boy.
Go on our website and fill out an app. Send it to us. Speaking of filling or waiting for things, I want to see how many people make fun of and how many memes there are about Pence watching Trump affectionately for the whole goddamn speech. Because you know that's all there's going to be.
It's Kevin Butler. Oh, I'm only 7 minutes late. He's in the chat room.
Kevin Butler. Let's look at Kevin Butler.
Sounds like we're taking attendance. Kevin Butler.
How long?
Kevin,
how long is my sheet been gone?
What sheet? What sheet?
Your birthday sheet?
Yeah, my birthday.
No, it's probably up there.
Who are you now?
I don't know where it went.
I don't know, but we better write it down.
Annette, why are you distracted?
By what?
Yeah, Annette, what's going on?
Who? How did he die? By being 30, 83 years old?
Maybe.
That's a good way to die, sure.
Yeah.
We can find out, I guess.
With one nickel more than he needed to live.
You find your sheets?
I found my sheets.
Oh, my God. Thank God for this.
I care for time note-taking.
Yeah.
All right.
Is Kevin on there?
I don't think he is. Or if he is, I don't know. I haven't been to Michigan in a long time, Jenny. Actually, wait. Maybe ever. I don't know if I've ever actually been to Michigan. Well, no, I take that back. I did a connecting flight in Detroit.
Connecting flights don't count.
Connecting flight.
You gotta get off the plane. And
you know
have
what?
A meal.
Let me
you
tell my goddamn
airport.
Story.
You gotta leave the airport.
You're
for
gonna
it to
go.
Count.
You're right. The only time I was ever in Michigan was at a connecting flight in 1993, going to Newark, New Jersey.
Airports are international spaces.
Oh, Kevin, Michigan. Oh, yeah, long time listener.
Long time listener. I'm terrible at this game.
He's right after Summer and Danielle, and before Holly, Michael, and Bridget. Well, Kevin, welcome back. We
like
missed
my
you.
Grandmother
I, if
with
I
that
had my list, I wouldn't
there.
Have acted surprised. If they'd let me keep my notes.
Like my grandmother.
My new notes. My notes that you're holding out here. I love that.
Because he doesn't have the glasses on. Mm-hmm.
It's better to squint at things while looking at your glasses across a dark room.
Also true.
So them's the things.
Got it. All right, let's do this, Kat.
Sure.
Let's see if we can get through it.
Sure.
Two things is what she brings. Two things is what she's talking about. Two things, important little things. That is what she's spouting out.
You just need two things.
That means two things.
Let's get two things clear.
And then two things about yourself.
And I've come to share with you one of two things. No, two of two things. We're sharing two things right now.
There are only two things I can't stand in this world.
Quick, grab two things you love.
It can be two things.
Only two things in the world I'm scared of.
Rise of Frazzle, two things.
Remember two things.
I believe in two things.
Guys are only after two things.
What's better, doing two things at once or just one?
Never half-ass two things. Whole ass one thing.
Whole ass Kat Carlson right here, ladies and gentlemen.
Saturday Night Live, the holding two dicks.
Excellent. Okay.
Sorry.
I just saw something come in and decided to just let it happen. Guys, I have news.
He had a new two things for you.
Yeah, I heard. Okay. As fascinating as that is for me, I have news.
I feel like that's okay. Shade.
I'm convinced to believe in God because of this banana theory.
Yeah, see? I told you.
Convinced.
Oh, there you
go. As a lifelong atheist, read one article about it. It's just science. Are you ready?
I'm going to give out all my vaccines. I'm going to get them all out of my body.
No more vaccines. I was already off doctors because of the podcast. Now vaccines are going to be expelled from my body. We're going to have a vaccine exorcism. Because God's gonna take care of me. Well, if you don't know what the banana theory is, which I, prior to just now, did not, here's how it goes. This is an ironclad argument that bananas are proof of God's intelligent design. Because the banana and the hand are perfectly made, one for the other.
I rest.
Science.
The defense rests.
Defense rests. Behold, the atheist nightmare. Declares Ray Comfort, a Christian creationist and televangelist. Before detailing the many user-friendly features of the banana, which include non-slip surface, tab at the top for easy opening, obviously.
Yeah.
Convenient shape, which is even curved toward the face to make the whole process much easier.
And practicing blowjobs. I mean, you won't.
No, I was never very good at them anyway. In fact, God exists, made the banana. However, thing number two.
I was waiting for that.
See that? There's another convert.
Yeah. It's called a Nero pivot. Instantly Christian.
Nero, if you
But know, only Christian, because it doesn't work for Muslims.
It does not work for Muslims.
Muslims can't explain the banana.
Or Jews.
No, not especially Jews.
Jews and bananas are nope.
Nope.
Why?
Well, because only Christians believe in the real God.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, only Christians believe in the one true God.
Gotcha.
That made bananas fit a hand.
Interesting.
No. There shall be no other God but me.
Yeah.
And no other bananas but mine.
Yeah. You will love only my banana.
How
don't you dare close your eyes while we're on the topic.
How does Kirk Cameron...
Every moment, red letter.
How does Kirk Cameron feel about the banana hammock?
Oh.
Ooh.
He wears them in private.
Sources are not sure.
Well.
You can only wear a banana hammock with your lawfully wedded wife.
Sure.
Yeah. Magic 8-Ball says it's unclear.
Oh, he got married in Buffalo.
Yeah, because that's where she's from.
Yeah. All roads lead back to Buffalo.
That's where you had to drive to get crazy. That's where you had to pick her up.
Did she get crazy? No, I married her.
Turns out.
Yeah.
Twist. The bananas, as we know it and enjoy them, are actually a result of careful artificial selection and genetic engineering by humans.
Again,
it's true.
That's how we get the lemon.
Natural bananas, pretty gross. They're small, full of seeds. Can't eat them. Bananas have been carefully selected and engineered through, might I say, evolution?
Science.
Science. But this banana business is...
Bananas.
Thank you for introducing me to this, because I have never, ever heard of this.
Well, he sat on CNN one day and did this whole fucking thing, and I'm like, you're an asshole. And that's before I even knew bananas were made up.
In my careful research is a delightful little paragraph about what would happen if Kirk Cameron perhaps met an imperfect banana. Imagine. Kirk Cameron at Costco, maybe. Buying groceries for his family. Going down the aisle.
Doily
down the aisle. When he stumbles upon a funny-looking banana. Perhaps an S-shaped, bruised, and unnatural-looking banana. Would he stop believing in God? Perhaps. His perfect banana theory. Out the window.
Or hand him a plantain.
Yeah. Mind blown.
It's funny the things people will believe in.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. I'm never going to look at bananas the same.
No. And I think that every time, and there's something about like that it fits because it's got like there's four grooves in a banana that fit your fingers or something. I'm like, what the fuck have you been doing with that banana, mister?
Or what else have you been doing with your hand?
I don't know.
Aside from banana.
They had me at non-slip surface.
What the fuck does that mean?
Non-slip surface.
So is an orange. And my lemons grow funny. Can I just talk about that? I mean, I'm a little self-conscious.
Al, you're in a safe place. If you want to tell us about your lemons.
Oh, my God. You and this tree.
My lemons are organic, but weirdly shaped.
Are they actual lemons?
Well, what else would they be?
So there's a thing.
Smells like a lemon, looks like a lemon.
They're not organic.
There's a thing that happens.
How can they not be organic? No, no, no. They were just sprayed with pesticides like 2 days ago. You had the bug guy there.
Oh, he didn't spray the tree.
You don't know that.
Well, I mean, he's kind of bad at his job if he sprayed down a tree.
The tree drinks up the water.
That doesn't count.
It super counts. Anyway.
Bullshit, it counts. It's just like me taking a connecting flight in Detroit. I was in Michigan.
Yeah. So
the tree drinks the water.
All right. Well, I didn't label anything organic. I was just telling myself.
The farmer rings the bell.
The laws are unclear on that still anyway.
The farmer rings the bell. Hi-ho the Dario. The farmer rings the
bell. There's way more verses in that song.
Whatever.
There's a lot of verses in that song.
Tell whatever you're going to tell.
Are there other citrus trees in your neighborhood in really close proximity to your lemon tree?
Oh, God, yes. He lives in Phoenix. They're everywhere.
Well, I understand. Yeah. Because there's a thing that can happen is that your lemon tree can be cross-pollinated with something else and that it'll turn into some nasty, unintelligible, or unedible.
They're quite tasty.
They're good? Okay.
Yeah.
They're just shaped funny?
Oh, really? It's quite unattractive.
All right.
They would definitely not be sold in a first-hand fruit store.
No.
No, 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 no. So
we sell at the farmer's market.
And they're wrinkled. They look like old man
lumpy
testicles.
Yeah, they're lumpy.
They look like jaundiced old man testicles.
Lumpy lemons.
Yeah, that's how I should sell them.
That is, wow.
There's the phrase you're looking for in
that's
marketing.
That's really how they're going to sell.
I don't know what people want.
Clearly.
I will tell you it's not
we'll
that.
We'll try 1 week of that name and then we'll try something else.
So that's the other funny thing that people don't realize because we are really far from the farm now. Most of us, you know what I mean? Like, my kids don't know what the fuck a farm looks like. My kids,
yeah.
They're actually going to my family's farm for the first time ever this summer. I've got a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old. They don't know where food comes from. They don't know where cows come from. They just comes from the store, right?
When and a so man and woman love each other very... No, that's the right answer.
Different talk.
And chocolate milk comes from chocolate cows.
From brown cows.
From brown
obviously.
Cows. Remember that?
And listen, my uncle, the dairy farmer, will let you believe that your whole life. Don't think he won't. But the thing that we don't realize is that the fruit that we get in fries is the pick of the pick. Like, they've picked through an entire
crop
to get those magazine apples and those, you know, those perfectly round oranges. That's not actually what fruit looks like when you grow it. That's not what any food looks like when you actually grow it. That's been carefully selected
for your
eyes. But
I've seen lemon
trees
around where they look like the little teardrop lemons are real pretty.
That's why we have baby carrots, because they take the deformed carrots and cut them down into the smaller little baby ones.
And chop them up, yeah.
Yeah.
Because carrots are ugly.
Yeah. They take the ones that weren't pretty.
I did not know that.
They take the unpretty carrots and make little baby carrots.
Look, don't look shocked. It's like a nose job for your carrots.
I've never known this.
Act like you've never seen anybody
get eyelids.
I thought
they were actual babies.
I just... They aren't actual babies.
I meant youthful carrots.
Youthful carrots.
Unexperienced. What's the word?
No, yeah. But now that you say that, I always wondered why they were so perfectly smooth and like just they were shaped well. I wondered about
they've
that.
Been
like
whittled,
a younger person's testicle.
My God.
Now this has gone off
but
the rails.
They wouldn't be...
much like toothpicks don't look a lot like trees.
No, well, now I figure that they'd whittled those
well,
all
that's
out.
I think apt analogy, isn't it?
It sure is. They're the toothpicks of carrots.
Oh, my.
Or toothpicks are the baby carrots of trees.
Did you know potato, that carrots potato. Are still alive when you're eating them?
What
does that even mean?
That feels weird.
You so, pluck them out of the ground.
So are the babies.
I feel like, yeah, oh, no.
Wow.
Nero said she had a thoughtful vulgarity question for us.
Oh.
Well, spit it out, Nero. We're going to talk about it.
Is it about carrots or vegetables or vegans? Or
I'm just praying it's not about jaundiced old man testicles.
God, I'm hoping.
You and me both, honey. Listen.
I feel like we reached the end of that blank.
My brief moment of Christianity, that was in my prayers.
Oh, you're in my prayers.
Your prayers mean so much.
I never thought pepper... Joe thought pepperoni came from a special animal. It's sausage. How do you...
It's all the animals.
It came from all the animals,
it's
right.
Like everything.
Yeah. Whatever walked through the kitchen that day is now sausage.
Lips and assholes, guys. Lips and assholes.
But it's tasty. Goddamn.
Turns out those are the best parts.
I'd like a lips and assholes pizza, please.
I had lips and assholes on pasta today.
Delicious.
He did. I was there.
I wasn't sure where you were going with that for a minute.
Yeah.
Or maybe you just had a good day.
I could see where
I was worried there was another old man's testicle coming.
where my lips and asshole may have just been. Every time I eat gummy bears, I call them citrus flavored hooves, and nobody at work wants to share them then.
Yeah.
It's amazing how I get all the gummy bears to myself.
Yeah, my oldest is anti-pork right now, so I have lots and lots of fun just endlessly teasing him about the things that have pork products in them.
Kebab is a special
You know
animal.
What does not have pork in it? McRib.
Ironically.
Ironically.
Or any kind of meat, really.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for
what
it, though.
What did Jason Carlton say? All of God's creatures are safe while you're eating a McRib. I had this god-awful, but I loved it, purse that I used to carry around with me. And the first time Jason Carlton saw it, he said, "What toy animal had to die for you to wear that thing?" He got extra credit points that week because that was just funny shit. Because it was obviously pleather, but I really liked it.
Where is it now?
Pleather. Oh, it's probably in the garage.
No, it's not.
It's in one of those boxes.
Oh, your plastic bins?
Yeah.
Your storage units?
Which, just throw them away at this point. If there's something in that plastic bin I wanted,
you're
I would
be gone for a week. I can do a lot of damage.
Yeah, don't throw those away. Though. Who knows? Someday I'm going to want to go through them.
Oh, for crying out loud. So, did a question come?
Oh, Nero's been struggling with some kind of amnesia.
Oh, what is this?
I don't know. It's a message for you.
Oh, there's some... Tom Jetland. You know Tom Jetland. Yeah. Connected me. There's some cryptic news coming out from... George Michael's website has a picture on it that shows George standing on a stage, and it just says, "Exciting news is coming." And I heard this like a week or so ago.
Are they going to hologram concert tour him?
I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm like, I don't know. So I'm very confused about what this is, but he just tagged me in a post.
You got to find who's in charge of the vault. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well,
if I'm betting, I'm going with hologram concert tour.
Well, it's
never been more sad that Donna Summer had a loving, nurturing, supportive family because they're keeping that fucking thing
locked down,
closed shut.
Right. I'm going to
call Tupac's family. Get their recipe
I'm
for getting out everything.
I bet it's his sister and his dad who probably have control of that. Just a guess, based on how I know of the family and how they were. But we haven't heard any of his songs in a fucking jingle for a commercial, unlike Prince and Michael Jackson. So there was that.
But it has been in movies.
Clayton, check your domains. Is it one of us that has lipsandassholes.com?
Not going to tell you. I did let Pap Smears and Beer go away, though.
Yeah.
We had that for a while.
I think I let Super Nope go just this last
Super
year.
Super Nope, yeah. I still have The Duh Is Silent, and I still direct all of that traffic to Rachel Maddow.
Smart.
That's her. Oh, what I'm hoping for is to get some sort of a shout-out from her or a marriage proposal from him. Yeah.
Yeah, you guys would be really happy together.
Oh, I'm sure.
Although her actual wife would probably be real mad.
She actually told a story about Susan today on the on air.
Of course her name is Susan. It's always Susan.
It's Susan. Mm-hmm.
My name is not Susan. Susan.
They're not married, though, are they? Are they married?
No.
I didn't think
are they not? Because she called her a partner, not her wife.
Yeah.
She referred to her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, a term. Ugh.
Potato, potato.
I hate that word.
Did you know that they met because Susan hired her to mow her lawn?
Yes, I did.
Not a euphemism.
Not a euphemism. Literally, really? She hired her to mow her lawn.
Want to saw a band?
Hire a landscaper.
Love your mullet.
Love it. I love Rachel.
This is the segment of the show where we just spin our own wheels and tell our own jokes.
Well, I'm just waiting to see if anybody has a question. Because
come on, ask us a question.
Come on!
I ain't got one.
Otherwise, we're just going to close down this pig and go do something else.
Yeah, that's an option.
Yeah.
That's an option.
I like that Joe actually did go and look at lipsandassholes.com. Oh, how about lips with the ampersand?
No, you can't put an ampersand in a domain. Oh,
God damn it. Really? Oh, that's right, you can't.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh.
How about lips with assholes?
How about lips in? Just L-I-P-S
in. Now it's dirty.
Letter in. Lips and assholes. Not I-N, just in.
What about lipsandassholes.org?
.edu.
.edu, right.
So we can all learn about the lips and the assholes.
Yeah. Oddly, it redirects to colon cancer.
Awkward.
That goddamn box that keeps telling you to wipe your shit on a stick and mail it in. That box.
Not how any of this works.
No.
But you're going to have a good time playing that game.
Folks, that's our show.
But I like how in the commercial, the box gets exasperated with people like, "Well, I don't have time to take off from work. I'm not going to drink that drink." And the box is like, "People, listen to me."
So I'm confused. What was the two things?
She did them.
Oh.
She did pro and con on
She usually doesn't have anything.
So yeah, sometimes two things is zero things. So we had one thing, so we're feeling good about it.
So what she does?
She gave a pro and a con.
That's true.
You converted reads, to Christianity. It's and then one
thing. Came right back.
It's one thing, and then she reads a sentence about it, and then she makes it sound like it's a different point, and she's in second thing, and she does that, and that's where we get two things from.
I'm really half-assed in two things.
Flipsandassholes.info.
.info. Oh yeah.
Lipsandassholes.com is available. We'll buy it, Joe. Oh. My God.
When it started, two things was a lot more well thought out.
Well, yeah. And then she forgot it was a segment.
Yeah, there's that.
Well, we were watching Saturday Night Live, and there was this whole segment about an earthquake in Sacramento, and they were interviewing people at the office of...
Name change.
And so they were interviewing this young man whose name was Holden Two Dicks.
But every name that they had was horrible.
Yeah.
Oops.
That's good.
It was like Dr. Did-a-Dog and...
Oh, yeah, Dr. Did-a-Dog. That was...
And the newscaster's last name was Cum Dungeon. It was just bad.
And there was one that was like Alan Hitler, and he's like, please just use an initial, and they called him A. Hitler. I have a lot of questions about Tinder and women. Don't set women on fire. I don't know how we're using Tinder in a sentence.
Not Kindle.
That's a dating app.
Kindle. Oh. Kindle's what you set on fire. Tinder.
So
is
it was Tinder, isn't it? Tinder?
Yeah.
What's it?
A Tinder box is a little kit that you carry around.
Oh, Tinder box.
Yeah.
I thought it was
Kindle.
They're
both named after fire.
Oh, fire bad. Well, that's why on the Tinder app it looks like flames.
Never seen a Tinder app. What's a Tinder app look like?
I'll show you.
It's like Grindr, but with straight people.
First of all, that's
too.
The logo, the little fire sign.
Oh.
And then when you go in, it's got a little fire sign at the top. And then that's where you tell people.
And then you find things that are in fuego.
Yes. You're there. Oh, I didn't update this in my what have I done this week?
But is it Tinder for ladies?
One thing happened.
It's a lot of straight people. Oh. But there's a gay feature.
One thing happened to me this week that has never happened to me before.
Judy, you can Garland's find some gays. I love it's got a gay feature. It's a Judy Garland button.
Speaking of Judy Garland songs, are you still watching Will and Grace?
Yes.
Like occasionally, did you see this week?
Like it's a like religiously I watched it. That was so good with her doing the man that got away.
Had the dress and everything on. Did
yes,
you notice?
Yes,
did you notice?
Yes,
did you notice?
She had the dress on. All right, Tinder, what'd you do?
I know what I have done to Tinder. It's I inadvertently, and I have done it many, many a time. This has been a great case to protect my phone. And all of the years of enjoying the Apple and the iPhone and all of the stuff, I've never fucked up a screen. Ever.
Oh,
I saw you seeking a phone
and
fixer.
I was getting out of my truck the other day and it just slipped out of my hand and fell, and it's done a million other times and never, and it came up, and do you see the line across the screen that where it's dark and it replicates the image? I have to have a screen replaced, and it just breaks my heart because I started with the iPhone 3, and I've just had all of them, and never ever have I fucked up off screen, and I felt bad because like
never have I ever. Now you have to.
And which model
or not
is that?
Get that part,
huh?
Which model is that? Which phone?
This is a 7.
Seven. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have to get that fixed, or
upgraded.
But I'm like, I'm not willing to sell my soul or a kidney or plasma to get a new goddamn phone, though. But I decided
only have to do one of those things, that's a good deal.
If I ever can, I want to get the larger. I do want to get the larger screen so my font can be yet larger.
So that I can read your texts from COBOL?
That's fine. As long as one of us can read them, it's all the information I need to get done.
We're like, oh, Clayton just got a text from his mom.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. So do you want to play the teaser or we just do the thoughtful? I'll play the... Oh, you've been here before. You know the thoughtful vulgarity teaser?
Here play it anyway.
But
it
doesn't make as much sense anymore because you say we're fucked up drunk and we rarely all
drink
anymore.
Not.
Yeah. Well, I'm drinking.
I have
all right.
Drink.
So where do you want to most... Where do you want to most... Where? Wait. What? Where do you most want to visit in the world? Joe, I can't read your writing. And why? That's our question.
Where do you want to visit in the world most, and why?
And why? Tim, you have to go first.
He's got too many wants and too many mosts in there.
Spain.
Oh, good choice.
Foreskin.
You booked two tickets to Bogota. Right there.
There you go.
That's Colombia, but whatever.
I will tell you, getting off the plane in Barcelona, standing in the baggage claim, I'm like, oh, I got whiplash. Like, we haven't even made it out of the airport. Those men are hot.
Could you smell the foreskin?
Light smell of foreskin in the air.
Oh. My God.
My reasons are strangely different. I'm sure you can imagine. I will choose France and pastries.
Oh.
This bitch likes to eat. I don't know if you can tell.
Can I tell you about pain au chocolat?
You can tell me all day long, because yes.
And then crepes. Please. Street crepes. Street crepes! That's a thing.
I want that to be a thing in my life.
I know. Whoever's in charge of street crepes needs to do it near my house.
I have chosen all the wrong businesses.
Yeah, street crepes is where it's at.
Is streetcrepes.com available?
That raspberry syrup we talked about earlier with sugar. Delicious on the street crepes.
Street crepes with raspberries.
Mm-hmm. Clayton McKee.
I'm in.
Where do I want to visit the most and why?
Ooh, Nero says Iceland for the Viking women. Nice choice.
I feel like I would want to go to London and the UK because so much music and so much that I've enjoyed is Culture Club's from there. Wham! Obviously is from there. The Beatles are from there.
Bananarama.
There's so many things, like the clubs they went to and just that environment that much great music came out of. The West End and like the Pet Shop Boys.
They're all sitting around listening to Susan Boyle now, fuckers. Singing the hits of Jesus.
So that might be a place to go, but there really has never been, like, oh God, I have to go there. I've just never... I'm 50 years old, and I'm going to go to Puerto Vallarta for the first time in November, only because somebody else suggested
gayer
I go.
Gayer than Christmas, just telling you.
Me or Puerto Vallarta?
Both. Together you add up to Christmas.
Do we have to choose?
Do we
have Sophie's choice. Am I using that term correctly?
Probably not, but we like it.
I really want to go to... I want to do a safari in Africa.
Interesting.
I just want to see all those animals, like, in the wild and try not to disturb them. Like, the whole...
Try not to get eaten by
gorillas in them. If I get eaten, but just get it on... All I ask when I'm being eaten by an animal is somebody gets a video of it.
Mm-mm. There's that hotel at Disney World.
I know, but I want to see them where they are.
No, I know. Clayton... the iPhone 7 screen is $149 to get it fixed at Apple.
Yeah.
I know somebody who'll do it for $50. That's as cheap as I can get for you.
But that voids your warranty. If they fuck it up, Apple won't fix it.
Right.
This phone is way out of warranty.
Oh, I know. But I'm just saying, I'm at support.apple.com.
Yeah, that's way too... I get it. I mean, and it's not... Like, I can see it. It does fuck up occasionally. But I'm like, it just breaks my heart that I have to spend money to do something that I should not have dropped. But
I will.
Who's the $50? Where's that?
Shh. I'll send you her info. She does screens.
Oh.
She does sevens.
You break it, I fix it.
We like
it. Yeah. Oh, and Scotland for the castles. Like, one day I'm going to get to Scotland and see those motherfucking castles. I want to see Balmoral. I want to see all of them. Scottish castles. I just want to drive around. Drink the occasional beer or wine, whatever they're pushing. I don't know, sheep's urine, whatever the fuck they ferment over there. I don't know. I don't know their business.
Just don't tell me what it is.
Let's say scotch. That seems like it probably comes from Scotland, doesn't it?
Interesting.
And I like it, so I don't think we had to work that hard to get to sheep's urine.
But if that's what they're serving, you don't want to be rude.
I don't want to be a poor guest.
Not one to refuse a cocktail.
Yeah, I just think the safari thing would be so cool to, like, see them, find a way that you're not on the feeding trail or whatever that's called.
Game trail.
What's the mistake they make in Jurassic Park 2?
Oh, sure.
But I would really like to see some of that stuff. And I really would like to do the gorillas thing because that looks really cool. It probably smells bad and I duck out after the first day. But I'd be really enthusiastic till I could smell it.
Like, day one of Jane Goodall, good. After that,
Two, one of us smells. It's either Monkey or me. Who's going?
It's a toss-up at this point.
All right, Jenny, we'll go on a scotch tour together.
Ooh. Sounds way more dangerous than wine tasting. I'm in.
Yeah, I know.
Let's do that. That sounds fun.
They grow things in peat, so I think it's that same smell we talked about in the gorilla tour.
Yeah, but we'll be a lot drunker. We won't care. The disgusting things you tolerate when you're drunk or
super high.
Yeah. Not to be spoken of. We really got to do something about content on the show.
Why? We don't have any. Doesn't matter.
We don't have any. Can't imagine why we're not a national sensation.
That'll be our two things segment next week.
Okay.
They're both reasons why we're not a national sensation.
You prepare for your section.
Not gonna. I'm gonna make it a new section.
I'm sure.
Well, Tim, thanks for coming and sitting in with us on your trip to the Valley of the Sun.
Thanks for having me.
My gosh, maybe you'll be back again soon someday.
You never know.
I mean, we have a lot of people to cancel.
Maybe next week. Who knows?
You never know. Crazy stuff. Thanks, everybody in the chat room, for playing along with us on this Tuesday night. And as we wrap up tonight's show, let's leave you with this parting thought. We will
see you next Tuesday!